Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Hear Hear.
What's up, bitches?
Do you like the new intro?
That is rad.
I told you, it just hit me. Because I've been trying to come up with a new one for a while. You know, we've had the other one for a while now, and I thought, you know, it's just time for a new one. Yeah. And that one, I just went through GarageBand, which is a program that comes with iLife. And I just played with all the stuff that came with it. Those are all sounds that came with it.
I hate GarageBand.
It's fun now that I kind of get it.
Yeah, maybe if I knew how to use it.
I used to use Cakewalk. Did you ever use that program? That was an old
PC
program.
No, but I know
program.
What that is. Yeah, it's like SoundForge.
Yeah, I grabbed onto that one really quick. And then this one, I didn't grab on as quickly. And I thought, it should just kind of work the same way.
WavePad for life.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. It's free.
I remember there was a drum machine program called Little Drummer Boy. And it would just you would just plop in the wave files at that point. This was before MP3s. And it would just do it. It was so easy and simple. Mm. I haven't found anything like that yet for on the Mac side yet. But anyway, so you like the new intro?
I love it.
Just clicked.
I love it. Although I already miss.
So over. Now that I hear it, it's like, oh, that sounds old. You know,
we'll have to throw it, but
I'll bring it back
on every once in a while.
For you, yeah, I'll do it.
I come up with new
for
ones.
For you, yeah.
I think it was about a year ago that I said I would make one as well, and I still mean it.
I know you mean it, but, yeah. You know, your follow through is wonderful as usual.
Thank you. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. This is where it all gets played.
Truly.
This is where stacks upon stacks of music comes crashing in through the mail slot.
Yes.
And via email. And,
we
put it out like so much laundry on a line.
Well, what's kind of weird is sometimes I feel inundated with the music that comes in. And there's been a slight lull. I'm literally like 3 weeks ahead right now, and I was getting to be where I was getting like 6 weeks ahead, and I just feel like that's such a long time to wait for the bands. I want to keep it around a month. Not that who knows if they care.
I'm getting plenty of CDs.
That's great.
So it's just cool. Yeah, I actually built a fort.
You seem to have a
which
didn't
is cool.
Have that many.
A series of tunnels and a screening room inside made of CD cases, which is very exciting.
Right, your wife must be just.
Yeah. But I don't have any movies to play because it's all music.
Your wife's like, wow, I married a child. I married a son. Here's my son. God.
Well, we enjoy it.
I'm glad.
The little games that we play.
So do you want to talk about the event we have coming up this Sunday?
Oh, I cannot wait. This is going
to
be good.
It's so weird. It's like, it's almost, I have to admit, because I normally do them and you're doing this one, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I felt like I had to do some work. And so I emailed that special list of people this weekend because I wanted to show my support. But it's been kind of nice not to have to kind of think about it.
Yeah, it's been nice for me too, not having your nervous energy around the whole thing. I'm kidding, of course.
I'm breaking apart.
I'm kidding, of course. I love your nervous energy. We
excuse me, sorry.
We have lots of great people performing. These are all people who are like, hey, can I perform? Because you guys are cool. Like, these are all big supporters of Kill Radio.
Yeah.
Most of them are people who've actually been here in the studio.
Yeah.
Either on Hear on is good and perform for us. So we have starting out the evening, that's this Sunday at Lost Souls, starting at 6 p.m. We have Erica Rose and the Dot Dot Dots.
That name looks so funny in type, too.
It does. It does.
When I've had to put her name in and go dot, dot, dots, and I go, that's why he says the dot, dot, dots, as opposed to Erica Rose and the ellipsis.
Yeah. I actually asked her about that.
Which one it's supposed
it's
to
definitely
be?
Definitely dot, dot, dots. Okay. Yeah. that would kind of weird. Erica Rose and the ellipses.
Yeah, that sounds a little.
Yeah. Anyway, so they write and sing beautifully. I think it'll just be Erica and Laura Martin who does backup vocals for her.
Great.
And then after that, we'll have Skyscraper Frontier, which is actually going to be a solo acoustic performance. And,
wow.
Some of you may recognize the name. It was the artist that was performing on Is Good when KCET.org did the piece about Kill Radio.
Uh-huh.
So you could actually If you go to kcet.org and look up the piece they did on Kill Radio, you can actually see Skyscraper Frontier performing live here in the Kill Radio studio.
And as an aside, that link also is still up on our website. I saw it the other day. It's still there, even though I think it's time to kind of
move it somewhere else.
Yeah. But no, that was fun.
Yeah. And then who else do we have? Daniel Person, who's a really fantastic singer-songwriter with a really unique voice. This is a guy who was in a whole bunch of death metal cover bands growing up in Sweden and just completely ripped up his vocal cords. And now he sings these amazingly well-constructed blues a la Tom Waits kind of songs that are just so good. And he's just got such a voice that it's just like, wow, it's amazing. Who else do we have? Chase Frank, big supporter of KillRadio.org. Mm-hmm. We've played her music on this show, and that's going to be her performing, I think, bass or maybe live acoustic guitar. I can't remember. And her drummer is also going to be performing with her.
Great.
And then closing out the night, we have Eject, which is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah,
I like
them a lot.
Yeah.
I think we played them when you were away. I think they had sent another submission, so I got to know about them. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun evening.
You know, it's interesting because they told me the last time I had them on Is Good that playing here in the Kill Radio studio made them realize that they actually really enjoy doing these acoustic shows. They had never done it before. They had only been doing the full plugged-in rock shows.
Right.
And so they discovered this whole other side to their music, and now they occasionally do these cafe scene shows. So it's really kind of cool to think about Kill Radio actually like influencing, not just receiving music.
Forcing.
No, it's not all about forcing. Oh. No, I'm saying it's not just that we receive music and put it out there, but as being a part of that process actually also flips back and affects the music itself. So we're all kind of influencing each other, or as you might say, forcing ourselves upon each other.
I like how that sounds, though.
You know,
that sounds great.
Penetrating each other.
Yeah, John, you're onto something.
Lubricating our creative energies.
I've ruined you. When we first started doing this show, you would never use those words, especially on a radio show. I have truly ruined you. This is my horrible influence on you. I've been the evil uncle.
And you've ruined radio.
No, corporate radio is ruined radio. Are you saying I'm ruining internet radio? I'm not that powerful.
You kill corporate radio.
I should get a job with Clio Channel and just be an internal terrorist, man, and just blow crap up with me talking.
That's a great idea. We should go to music. I have to leave a little bit earlier today.
Okay. I got some more music from Charlie Wadhams. This is the guy I met when he was performing at the Bordello downtown. Actually, it's not technically downtown. It's kind of Little Tokyo artist district area where the Bordello is. But really great music. I like his album a lot, so I had to play some more. He's based here in Los Angeles. We got two tracks. This first one's Close Your Eyes, and then we'll go into Move On. MySpace.com/CharlieWadhams, and that's Charlie the normal spelling, Wadhams, Wadhams. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
He's telling the truth, people.
Everyone knows when it's over. You say goodbye and turn around. But oh, baby, oh. Remember the places we used to play. Wherever you go and go far away from me. Where is the love we had early on? Everything sweet is now better gone away. Everyone knows when it's over. You close your eyes, you wanna die. But oh, baby, oh. Remember the place we used to play. Wherever you go, go far away from me. Thank you. you've lost your way. Remember what my dad would tell me, he'd say, son, you just move on. Of all the times you played it smart and wound up with a broken heart, it's okay, you just move on. Crying is a waste of time, don't get stuck, you just move on. Something good if all you've had was painful situations. Listen, you just move on.
Here
on killradio.org.
That was Charlie Wadhams once again. That last track was called Move On. And then again, we start off the set with Close Your Eyes. His MySpace page is myspace.com/CharlieWadhams. And just as a reminder, as we begin the show today, if you have any questions about any of the music we played or any questions for us or just want to say hi, you can always instant message us here at Kill Radio. At the station, we use AOL Instant Messenger, and our handle is killradio.org. Just like our website address without the dot. So killradio.org.
Yeah.
Simple.
So some of you might have heard that this week Kill Radio is doing a week-long programming event in which they're going to only discuss anti-war issues and protest issues. And Hear thought it would be a good idea to demonstrate our protest by not doing that. And instead, we're going to go on to play music that's been submitted to us.
We thought long and hard about this.
From the rest of the world. And we're going to go straight ahead with an artist by the name of Steve Bailey. MySpace.com/Steve Bailey Acoustic is the website for this artist. He's got an album called Words, Lines, and Rhymes. And he said, according to his little one sheet here, he just started writing songs a few years ago, and his wife suggested that he keep writing some more, and then churned out about 100 songs and managed to get 19 of them on this CD. He's already working on another one. So anyway, this is Words, Lines, and Rhymes by Steve Bailey. From My Porch to Yours is the, I guess, what do you call that, the tag that goes with it. MySpace.com/Steve Bailey Acoustic. Here's a couple of tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Daddy's in his chair, he's on a whiskey trip. Mama's in the kitchen, baby, brother's on her hip. Sister's in the backyard fighting with some boys. Grandma's radio making too much noise. Get away, I've got to get away. There's schoolyard bullies, kids way too rich, geeks and freaks and cowboys that spit. There's jocks and there's junkies and scholars and saints. Misfits like me, we can't wait to get away. We've got to get away. I signed on the line in the prime of my youth. They taught me to march and polish my boots. With little conviction in a faraway land, crawl in Iraq, shake off that sand, get away. I'm running for cover, looking for a place to hide. Ask any questions, you won't hear any lies. Running for cover, I've got to get away. Takes its toll. Woke up this morning and I had grown old. I'm on a trip now, sleeping in my chair, running for cover. There's whiskey in the air. Get away, I've got to get away.
Waiting.
waiting to get lucky, waiting for a bite, waiting on a phone call, waiting on what is right. Waiting on the angels, waiting on revenge. I'm waiting for some justice, waiting on the end. Oh, waiting, I'm waiting, still waiting. Waiting on the end.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Steve Bailey, myspace.com/Steve Bailey Acoustic. Check out that artist. Thanks for submitting to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Is Senator Craig gay or what?
No, it's the closet gays are the dangerous ones.
So he is, but he's... But it's a secret.
Yeah, because I don't think it's, you know, there's, I have these conversations about what it means to be gay, because you can have, men can have sex with other men, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're gay per se.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, I guess it doesn't.
Because it's like.
No, wait a minute. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're going to do it again, aren't you? Do you want to pause so we hear the silence and then you do it? Wait, now, yes, it does.
No.
No, but how I look at it is, you know, there's homosexuality and there's homo, whatever to call it, emotionality or homo intimacy.
There's homosexual behavior and then there's homosexuality too. Like you can have gay sex without being gay.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as being gay or not being gay. It's more about just how you identify or who you ultimately think you're going to match up with, mate with on an emotional level or an intimate level. Right. And there's a lot of men as well as there's a lot of women who have quote-unquote homosexual sex, but they're not in any way connecting with that person, perhaps on a – they don't see themselves connecting in an intimate level or in a relationship type level. And that's, I think, the difference between – that's what it always comes down to ultimately is it's about the relationship level. I mean, you know about – you were telling me about in Brazil and I know about in a lot of countries. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have – homosexual sex, but they still have a girlfriend or they're still married and yet they don't really identify.
Wait, you made it sound like this is something I did in Brazil. Let's,
no, I didn't mean it that way. No. You told me, we were talking about it one time. Like, yeah, I remember when I used to go to Brazil and have a lot of gay sex and I didn't really see myself as gay. No, he didn't say that.
No. I have only ever had heterosexual sex, but I like to think that I do it in a gay way. So
how would you do it in a gay way?
I don't know. Let's think about that while I listen,
like,
to music.
Ew, vagina. Ew. Okay, I'll do it.
Gross.
Because I like your outfits. All right, let's go to music. This is Oculus.
Talk to me about football.
This is Oculus Anomaly. We played them last week. We're going to play some more out of Miami, myspace.com/conundrums. That's KONUNDRUMZ. This track is called The Merchant of Menace. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Bush is a tool.
You're listening to killradio.org.
We'll be right back.
KillRadio.org.
Yes.
Well, that was fun. That was Tadashi Goto out of Japan with the track The Deepest Depression. His MySpace page is myspace.com/GotoTadashi. That's GOTOTADASHI. MySpace.com. And then again, before that was Oculus Anomaly out of Miami with the track The Merchant of Menace. We played him last week. Want to play him again? MySpace.com/conundrums. KONUNDRUMZ. And if you need any follow up with us about how do you spell their MySpace page or who was that track by, you can instant message us here at killradio.org, all one word without the dot, just like our website without the dot, killradio.org.
Did you say Tadashi Goto was from Japan?
Yes.
I saw this trippy ass Japanese horror movie last night called Reincarnation. You remember there was they had billboards out this maybe like a year ago for the After Dark Horror Fest. It was 8 films to die for and had like a picture of like a naked woman's back with like a werewolf drawn on it.
No.
It had like a skeleton around it, and it was weirdly kind of like sexual and creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was to promote these like 8 horror movies that, mm-hmm. you know, should have been bigger than they were. And that was one of them, this movie Reincarnation I saw last night. It was really trippy. And I think it was the guy who did The Grudge. And I don't know what it is about Japanese horror movies, but they have this like weird obsession with little girls with long black hair that walk in sort of reverse forward motion. And
I think it's that
it's always creepy.
It's that perversion of innocence kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's got to be like a cultural thing. Like every Japanese horror movie seems to have the little girl with the long hair.
Well, again, it's that like innocent, cute thing, but then it's totally freaked out. It's like that's what was always going on with a lot of the Japanese cartoons you see. You know, it was a cute little animal that then went ape shit on your ass and turned into this mean motherfucker. But normally it was cute.
Mm.
Like Pokemon was totally that way. All these cute little animals, when they start fighting, they're like,
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't finish. I didn't finish the whole line.
Oh, okay. That's
and then good. They go,
yeah. Oh, interesting.
And then you're like, shit. Fuck
I'm,
me.
Cut his mic. Sorry, I was channeling Bill O'Reilly there for a second. Oh. I'm gonna borrow your cord here.
That's
and
a great.
I don't mean that in a gay way. I'm gonna plug.
You mean
my
that in a Jew
here.
Way? You
yeah.
Mean that in a,
I mean it in a smarmy, Jewy way. Yeah. That's how I am.
Would that be a kikwe? Is that? Am I
hey
using
man.
That term right?
Hey
correctly?
Man, I have not called you the F word
yeah, well,
on
using,
this show.
Using gay that way,
fucker.
A little borderline.
Borderline.
Yes.
Borderline gay, maybe. All right. I'm going to play an artist by the name of Gabriel Mann. This is a local artist. I've had him on Is Good. And he's got a new album that just came out called Tall Buildings. Incredibly talented singer-songwriter. MySpace.com/Gabriel Mann. That's M-A-N-N. And I think it was this weekend. What's today? The 10th? So, yeah.
Yes.
So it would have been Saturday, I think, was when he had his big CD release party. But he has a residency at Room 5 all throughout September. So go to his MySpace page, see where he's playing next. If you haven't seen him perform, I recommend checking it out. He sounds like this. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
I was gonna say you look the same, but more. Had a photo in a frame, but this is something so much clearer. Dancing slow with you here, just look at you now. Is it really you back at 17? My frame, you move in slow motion.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And that was Gabriel Mann, myspace.com/GabrielMann, M-A-N-N. And that's a local act. I know he's got a residency at Room 5. He's playing around a lot. That's from his new album, Tall Buildings. Also, Gabriel's going to be back on Is Good, I believe, September 26th. So he'll be here in the Kill Radio studio for a live performance and interview. So check out myspace.com/thisisgood for the upcoming guests there, of which he is one. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is where people send their music when they want to get played. And then we do the actual playing.
We actually do it.
Of it.
We follow through with what we say we're going to do.
Yeah, we have good follow through.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how hard it is for people to do that?
Yeah.
But not hard for us because we're awesome.
Yeah, we're fantastic.
God, we rule.
We totally rule.
But if you're interested in how to submit, it's really easy. Just go to our MySpace page, and we have the simple instructions there. MySpace.com/hear_hear, HEAR_HERE. Just scroll down to where it says how to submit, and you'll see how to submit a CD and how to submit MP3s. Very simple.
Don't fuck it up.
But we do need some info included so we can, you know, pass on where you guys are from and where the band's from. And
what your name is.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. I've gotten tracks sent to me, MP3s, totally untagged.
Untitled by the group Untitled. You rock!
Out of Untitled Mania.
Untitled will be playing at the venue in local town.
In any
California.
Town, USA.
Yeah. Good times.
We killed that
Did
one.
Did you hear about Maddie and how her parents are now suspects? You know the
Portugal thing?
The little...
I'm not following it. The great thing about...
Well, you know, but you kind of like have to follow it a little bit.
No, when you don't have cable,
you know, when you get like a MySpace request, a little girl's face on it says, help find Maddie. You know,
Did you get that for Hear Hear?
Yeah, everywhere. Everybody got one. I mean, the search effort for this little girl was insane. And now they have evidence to suggest that this little girl's DNA was found in a car that the parents rented more than 3 weeks post-disappearance.
God.
It's really trippy. I'm not saying they did it, but man, they look guilty. I'm not saying OJ did it either, but damn. I mean, I just think that's so, frightfully upsetting when you think about all the people who volunteered their time and worked so hard to find this person. Just, I mean... entertaining the idea maybe the parents are guilty. I know people are probably pretty quick to jump and go ahead and, you know, prosecute them.
But I was a volunteer, I was doing all this effort, and then I heard that, it would be really depressing.
Enough to change your religion. I mean, that would freak me out.
Or lose faith in total humanity. It'd make you where you couldn't trust anyone or anything anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what Kill Radio's show Hear Hear is all about.
It's all about losing faith.
Losing trust.
Losing trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Barack or Hillary?
For me?
Yeah.
You really want me to tell you?
I really want you to tell me.
Are you going to tell me yours?
I don't know that I have one.
I'm Barack.
Yeah?
Yeah. He keeps saying things that I have thought about in terms of not doing things the same way we've done them before and expecting somehow different results from this axis of evil that we have out there, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking to our enemies seems better than isolating them and not talking to them. We're always talking to them anyways. We might as well be a little bit more forthcoming.
Who's his running mate going to be?
You know what? I don't know.
John Stewart, baby. Yeah.
I think
get my vote.
I think
way.
If Hillary Clinton wants to really floor everyone, I think she should have her husband be vice president.
That's never been done before.
She could legally do
has that.
Has that
been done
she?
Before?
No.
President and then president vice president.
His wife being vice president, we would know about that.
Can you imagine? She's
couldn't.
You work for me now, Bill.
Yeah,
William.
I'm going to sexually harass some interns, and you're going to cry about it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, revenge sex is hot, and they'll totally have some hot revenge sex in the White House. So maybe they should win, just for the revenge sex.
Ew, old people and politicians doing it. You're listening to killradio.org.
First of all, how old
protest
are they?
Protest week.
First of all, how old are they? They're not even...
I don't know. They're pretty old.
Are they in their 60s?
Bill, no. Bill is.
No, is he?
He's at least 60.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's at least in his late 50s.
Well, that's not 60.
No, he's got to be 60.
There's a lot of people, none of whom I'm sure listen to our show, who are that late 50s, baby boomer age.
Yeah, and they're
still
old.
Having sex. That is not old, you idiot.
It's okay to be old. You're the idiot. You're the one who's like, oh, old means weak.
I'm not saying that.
Old is something to be ashamed
of. Oh yeah, old
you
has
issues, Mark.
Please don't even try to backpedal out of this.
Is this
one.
A gay thing?
Okay, you know, is this a Jew thing? You keep bringing the gay thing. There is no
speak a language you understand.
There, you can't say that. Oh, I don't mean it in a negative way. When our society uses old in a negative way, pretty much 95% of the time.
Oh, next you're going to tell me there's a problem with being morbidly obese.
Two functioning adults in their late 50s, they are somehow incapable of having sex, or it's gross to even consider them having sex.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned, and
I'm not even big boned. Did I ever say anything about your weight?
I don't know. How did we get on that?
You did. You're obviously bringing forward some information that's concerning you.
You know what? I'm going to open up my pack of Virginia Slims, and you're going to play some music.
Am I?
Yeah.
Virginia Slims. Now, talk about gay. No, I shouldn't say gay. That isn't gay. That is effeminate of you to choose Virginia Slims.
Isn't that with all the anorexics smoke?
I don't know. I'm not
isn't
anorexic.
That, remember there was a big... ad campaign. This was actually way before either of our times, but it was.
No, it was. I remember
you can never
70s.
Be too thin, and you can never be something else.
Oh, I remember that one. Else.
That was their ad campaign for Virginia Slims.
I remember. Wasn't there an ad campaign? You've come a long way, baby. I mean, total
after
like
that,
stupid.
It was,
oh, that's what I remember it. So
yeah, and then I think they followed thin. It with, "Hey, suck on this."
Shut up.
No.
Oh, that was the urban campaign.
Must have been a dream.
Yo,
in my head.
Suck on this, bitch.
Yo.
Yo, moms. Suck yeah. on this.
That's right. Good. Good
now,
times.
This is where the
Kill
show
Radio.
Starts to implode.
Yeah.
So let's go to music.
Let's do that.
I
then.
Have some more music from Carmessi. They're one of the bands who've been one of the first to ever submit to us when
Holmes
we first
likes
had their
to
show.
Submit.
They submitted a number of tracks. Well, it's funny. They had. I didn't submit. Like, when are you guys going to send us some new music? And then they boom, here it is.
And so they're out of Mexico, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in La Paz, Baja California, Mexico. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Carmessi. K Carmesi. This is a song called Barco de Papel.
Yo, Carmesi, we might need a place to crash come 2008. So just sort of keep that in mind.
We're getting run out of the United States. Why? What?
We may have to flee the country. We don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, that's true. That was a great part of... what was that movie with... The movie where New York gets flooded because of the global warming stuff.
Oh, Day After Tomorrow.
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
What's his name was in it from Donnie Darko and
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Yeah, where all these American refugees start crossing the border illegally into Mexico. That was actually one of the funniest moments in the movie.
Good times.
So that's what we're going to be. So I hear La Paz is beautiful. People have told me.
Really?
I've asked about it.
What's La Paz sound like?
It sounds like peace in English. So we know nothing about that. So... what would we know? Let's go to music. Barco de Papel from Carmesi. You're listening to killradio.org. Here.
Ha ha ha!
Here.
I like the message of that song.
Yeah.
That was Deranger of Doom by, you know what?
No.
Now I'm wondering if that's backwards.
What's backwards?
Oh, no, it's right. It's right. That the band's name is No Room for the Living. The track was called Deranger of Doom. They're out of Lewiston, Maine, myspace.com/No Room for the Living. And I just like the message about keeping your closets organized.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
Yeah. And then before that, we heard once again Carmesi with Barco de Papel, Lora La Paz, Baja California, Mexico. Mexico. I like how I go from my Spanish pronunciation and then I go, Mexico? Did you hear me trip up?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Carmesi, K-A-R-M-E-S-I. No Room for the Living. They got a great, easy one. It's just myspace.com/No Room for the Living.
Fantastic.
All one word. And we're back.
So do ants have individual souls, or do they all share a soul? This is something I want to know stomp the ever-living fuck out of them in my apartment.
Do you want me to answer that as...
As a spiritual practitioner.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2...
No, ultimately, I mean, metaphysically, we all ultimately emanate from one soul. That's what spirituality is all about. Religion won't tell you that because then you'd have to be connected to God somehow. Religion, they want you to be separate from God, so you're groveling the whole time and scared. But spiritually, most spiritual traditions would say that we all are kind of networked to the same one expression of life that each of us individualizes. So it would be the same thing as one soul that is impersonal, but we personalize it through our own expression.
Coming up next, we have a band called
Bam!
And
I express my individual
right in the baby maker.
I express my individualization of our Lord by kicking you in the nards.
All right, all right. No, I wholeheartedly agree with whatever it is you just said. Coming up next, we have a band.
I don't
called
know why you asked me those questions because you know it's going to be a mouthful.
No, I think you did an excellent job. I think it was a good answer. I was going to say E, none of the above. I don't know. Night Fur is a local band. Actually, hey, can you pull up their MySpace page?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. One
fantastic.
Sec. Let's go to
get Mark
Magic
the,
of Radio.
Mark the intern to look up myspace.com.
Hey, get your hand off my shoulder, John.
I know they, hey.
Quit touching me.
You're an intern, okay?
This is inappropriate.
When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
I find your touching unwelcome. What's their MySpace page?
Night Fur. As in...
F-U-R?
Moonlit,
or the tree?
F-U-R, yeah.
Night Hair? Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And, this is a local band. I've had them on Is Good, and they just sent me their...
Oh, I like where they're from.
They're from...
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory,
California.
Does that mean
it's
they're
good.
From Pasadena?
I know they have a big show coming up September
Bordello.
18th at Bordello, and that's what I wanted to announce for them, and I can play a couple tracks from their album.
That's a great place to see bands, by the way. Have you been there?
I have not, but I know a lot of cool bands.
Go.
And check this out. Check this out. Look at this on the back of the album. Look who they thank.
I don't know a John with an H.
Okay,
Hirschfeld.
So I spelled my name wrong, but that's not the point.
Who's John with an H?
I
Hirschfeld.
Actually got mentioned in a
wow
in a CD just for being
speaking of
around.
Speaking of,
it's a little Kill Radio magic for
speaking
you.
Speaking
right
of
there.
Having gay sex but not identifying as gay, to get yourself on the name of the back of a CD.
Uh huh. You can't leave me hanging there. You got to follow it with something.
I did.
That's it.
That's
that
how you got your name
your
on there.
Setup?
That's how you got your name on there.
That was bad.
You don't like that?
No, you got it.
That wasn't funny?
No, if you're gonna try to paint me into a gay corner, you
I'm
have
not.
To use a lot
I,
more
we don't
paint.
Want you. We've talked about it. We don't want you.
That's like double tracks. This is the band Night Fur. You're listening to here on killradio.org. Stick around.
Have you noticed all the attention has stopped?
Put on to look good for me. Yeah, for Oh,
Hear, hear on killradio.org. That's the band Nightfur. Check them out, myspace.com/NIGHTFUR. And swing by Bordello September 18th to see them perform. And supposedly I probably get a copy of this cool CD called She Lives. Mark, how's it going? What are you doing over there? You're writing a representative, aren't you?
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes.
What are you writing a representative about?
About how President Bush wants to stop the bipartisan push for health care for America's kids. He has threatened to veto any bill that expands the state children's health insurance program to cover more of America's 9 million uninsured children, despite majority votes in the House and Senate to do just that.
You are so
Bush
equivalent.
Says he is afraid that if... I'm sorry.
You're so equivalent.
Equivalent? Did you see that in person?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Dick Selsick. Well, that's cool. Ask him to stop the war, too, while he's at it. If you can get around to that, you know.
Okay. I don't want
to
put too much pressure on you. I already did that.
Because I actually got to go soon, so I don't really have time to stop the war, but you do.
Yeah, right? I got three more sets after this.
And y'all out there
solo.
Do.
Yeah.
So, stop the war. Just doing my part for the Kill Radio protest week.
Yep.
It's very important. I'm going to play
I hate cellophane
music.
That wraps everything from CDs to DVDs to everything else, records.
Don't be hating. Why you gotta hate cellophane?
We're gonna be gone, and that stuff's gonna still be somewhere on this planet.
Good. I hope I leave a legacy that long.
Well, that's your legacy.
My legacy is the cellophane wrappers from CDs. Okay. This particular CD is from Gretchen Schmaltz, who comes to us from Houston, Texas. Meerkat Empire Distribution sent us a whole bunch of cool shit from Texas. We were played some other stuff from them recently, Western Civilization, which was really good. I know Gretchen is going on tour with them, or perhaps she just did. I don't know. MySpace.com/Gretchen Schmaltz. That's S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z. And she's got this EP called Laced Up Tightly. It's a cool name for an EP. And we're going to throw that on there for you on Here Here. You're listening to killradio.org's all-submission, only-submission show. One more time. Before I forget, want to remind everyone we're having another in our series of monthly acoustic fundraising events at Lost Souls Cafe, downtown Los Angeles. This Sunday, starting at 6 p.m., we have 5 awesome bands playing. Drop by our MySpace page, check out the flyer, myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. Hopefully you can come out, even if it's just for a little bit, to support us, grab a cup of coffee, maybe buy a t-shirt, give me a back rub, something like that. So,
hey.
Moving on, you're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. This is Gretchen Schmaltz.
Tightly. try to pull these wires from my side. And he thinks that I can fly. Just close my eyes and hold on tight, but all I really need's to die. A peace of
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You sure are.
I am a robot. That was Gretchen Schmaltz out of Houston, Texas. MySpace.com/Gretchen Schmaltz, S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z. Very pretty voice on that girl, I thought.
Yep. If you were a robot, that would be a relief.
The EP is called Laced Up Tightly. Would it be a relief?
I wouldn't have all these guilty thoughts of things I've thought about you.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I'm not either, but...
I'm not sure I want to know. To be honest.
To be honest.
I am H.O.
I am... I am on a not need to know basis with you.
TTYL. MF.
MILF. What?
Yeah. So I actually have to take off, see a man, bet a horse, sell some crack.
Sweet.
Do all that other stuff.
No,
so
remember, we're in the opium business.
Mark,
the war on drugs.
Oh, yeah. Afghanistan, you're number one. And Iraq, you know, you're really not doing enough to get your democracy in shape.
Yeah.
I just want to join the U.S. government in criticizing the Iraqi people for not doing enough to put their country together.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that they're under a military occupation. And really, it's time for them to just... you know, pick themselves up by their bootstraps.
Yeah.
That's what Reagan would tell them to do. So
if he were alive.
So you go, girls, and stop the war. Now,
yeah.
Mark wants me to thank the bands.
As well as those
who
I'm about to play.
Only I can do it, but I do have to take off, so I'm going to thank bands that we haven't even played yet and bands that we have played. And perhaps bands that we'll play again. So thank you, French Horn Rebellion, Hello Dragon, Tomata, Red Sun, Sister Trish, Saul, Gretchen Schmaltz, Nightfur, No Room for the Living, Carmesi, Gabriel Mann, Tadashi Goto, Oculus Anomaly, Steve Bailey, and Charlie Wadhams.
Yay.
For submitting your music to killradio.org and giving us something to do.
Did you explain why you have to leave today, John?
I told you, I have to go sell some crack.
No. Tell them, John.
Yes, I have to go.
Why don't we do your lines one more time on the air?
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do it. This is John's audition today.
I'm not making this shit up. This
and
is my
I'll
audition.
I'll also read this.
This is for a TV movie
called Detention.
What? Don't.
Oh.
Go.
Called Dimension.
Called Reminiscence from the
Okay, so I'll go.
Oscar is a killer drug dealer, and hot. I'm one of his pawns.
So I'm the killer drug dealer.
Of course.
So we open up an exterior of a rundown street during
the
day.
Just read the lines. I gotta go.
Okay. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Oscar.
We have business.
It's too weird.
We have business, bitch. Oh, I trust you with a very precious and very valuable cargo, Dwayne.
Yeah, and I delivered it just like you asked.
You see, there's the problem. I know how much the package was worth, and I know how much I got back. And unfortunately for you, those two numbers don't match.
That's all there was. I swear. I counted it myself. You ham.
I don't like being lied to, Dwayne. I'm sorry. Am I stealing your thunder right now?
Can you play him gayer?
You ready to tell me about the money now?
I swear to you. I gave you everything I had.
I wish I could believe you. But to be honest, I don't. We're talking about a lot of money here, and I don't think it was a mistake. Last chance.
Please don't hurt me. I didn't steal from you. I wouldn't. I know things. I could give you information about the others, stuff you don't know.
Get him off my car. Let him go.
All right. Wish me luck, people. You're listening to
and
here
on
Killradio.org.
And the applause throughout internet land deafening.
This is what I got into this business for. It's the
art. We should
art,
do that again.
The artistry. And to be or what?
And what's funny thing is, you know, normally when I do these, normally when I help you read these lines, we'll be listening to songs and you go, help me with my sides. I'm like, okay. And then I'll do it really flat. And that time, since we're doing it on the air, not a microphone hat, I went for it. So the worst thing I've really learned about doing this show by yourself is that I am nothing without John. And equally such, even though he might not admit it out loud, he has on the air though, that he's nothing without me, too, at least with this show. Our other shows were fine, but without each other in this one...
Mark,
what?
You complete me.
And you complete me, boo. So let's go to music before... so I can give John a really luscious hug goodbye. Bye. This is an artist called Saul. He's out of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. This is a track called Standing on 2 Feet. His MySpace page is myspace.com/SaulBand, SaulBand. You're listening to Here on killradio.org with me, DJ Mark, flying solo.
Your pain away. What happened to the race? I was never one.
KillRadio.org. Hear, hear. That was a group by the name of Sister Trish out of North Carolina, myspace.com/SisterTrishBand. That's Sister T-R-I-S-H Band. Again, out of North Carolina, that track was called Reason. Before that, we heard Saul out of Victoria, B.C., Canada, myspace.com/SaulBand. That track was called Standing on 2 Feet. And I have nothing to talk about. Without John here, I have no original ideas. I have nothing to create on my own. It just comes down to that. So what we're going to try to do is see if we can end the show on time today, because usually we're always late. And since there isn't a show in the schedule after us, we just go over time and just have fun with it. Which brings me to a point that if you are a resident of Los Angeles or reside here most of the time, you too can have a show at KillRadio.org. We are a non-commercial and non-corporate, non-profit, a lot of nons, internet radio station based here in Los Angeles. We're kind of centrally located in the... what would you call this area? We're kind of in a weird nether zone, kind of just north of Koreatown, just south of Hollywood, just barely west of Silver Lake. We're kind of in this weird part, just off the 101 freeway in Vermont. Can't miss us. Haha. But you too can be a DJ at KillRadio.org. It's open to everyone. We're especially interested in filling up our daytime schedule. We seem to have some gaps right now. This is a project that is to give voice to those that the corporate media overlooks, not only in terms of demographics, but in issues and messages and music, just like this show. So if you're interested, you can just email me, and I can kind of give you a heads up. My email address is mark@killradio.org. That's mark@killradio.org. And I can just kind of give you a quick heads up about what it takes to be a DJ here. It doesn't take much. You do have to qualify, but we make it as easy as possible. It is relatively easy. And there's just a few agreements that you have to maintain while you stay a part of this organization that gives such a great freedom for creative expression in all ways. So with that said, let's go to music. This is a band called Red Sun. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. myspace.com/redsun. This track is called Absalon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's one of the pitfalls of this job. But we're going to go to it. So instead of wondering how you pronounce it, let's just hear what the song sounds like. Again, this is Red Sun on Hear Hear, killradio.org. We'll be right back. KillLitter.org. That was a band called by the name of Tomada. They are out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm coming in way hot there. I'm talking way too loud. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Tomada. That track, I was hoping John was going to be here because John actually speaks Portuguese. And I was hoping he was going to tell me how to pronounce this track right. But we're just going to say it's like Boogie do Café. And again, the track or the artist's name is Tomada out of Sao Paulo. Before that was Red Sun out of Columbus, Ohio, myspace.com/redsun. Track was called Absalon. Pronunciation is a very important part of being a DJ, but not obviously important here for us at killradio.org. We just kind of do it as we see it. No real kind of means. Wow, we could actually end the show early today. That is amazing. I should remind you that this show is being recorded. It will be available for download through killradio.org's download page. If you go to killradio.org and scroll at the bottom, you'll see it in the recent uploads later today. John will upload it later today. You'll also be able to get the link for it on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/here, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. If you look at our blog, we each week put the link there because it's easier to get than trying to find it through the Kill Radio page. Also, this show is available through the U.S. iTunes Music Store. So if you're an iTunes user here in the United States, it will be available that way. You can even subscribe so that if you miss the show in the future, God forbid, the live recording or the live broadcast webcast, you can download the podcast. So there's a number of different ways to get the show. Perhaps none of them are important to you at all. Perhaps you would just like to let the show be done, like it's over. It's time to let it go, let it be done, instead of going, I need to relive the moment over and over and over again. So let's go to music now. This is Hello Dragon, based here in Los Angeles. We've played them on the show before. I'm happy to play them again. This is a track called Birds of Prey. MySpace.com/HelloDragonMusic. Here it is, Birds of Prey, killradio.org, here. We'll be right back.
as they rip out his guts. And as the city lights go out in the dark beneath the walls, fires start to burn as years go flying by. The things we built crumble. Trophy grows, we tear into little pieces. You work and work and work until you finally wake up and find it's suddenly late. You're outside, it's cold, and you're defenseless. Bastard smiles, chained to a rock as they rip out his guts. And as the city lights go out in the dark beneath the walls, fires start to burn. Fires start to burn. Fires start to burn. And there's a chance this means nothing at all. It's all just marks that we scratch into a wall.
KillRadio.org. That was French Horn Rebellion. They've submitted to us before, so we get to play them again. Very happy about that. They are based in New York City. Why am I sounding so weird? I am sounding weird because I feel like I'm just too loud, maybe. I don't know. See, I don't know what I'm doing. Our board's been acting really strange. It's been not in stereo. We're tweaking it all the time, trying to make it work. Anyway, I'm not going to... who cares, right? French Horn Rebellion. They're out of New York City. They've submitted us to us before. MySpace.com/French Horn Rebellion. That track was called Up All Night. Before that, we heard Hello Dragon, based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Hello Dragon Music. That track was Birds of Prey. I want to thank all the bands again. We've thanked them already. We even pre-thanked them before we even played them. But thank you so much for submitting. Don't ever hold back. Don't ever ask for submissions. Send it. We'll play it. For the most part, if you send a CD, we'll at least play one song. You send a cluster of MP3s, we'll at least play one song. So thank you so much. Again, this track, this will be available for download. Later on today, probably a little bit later than normal, but check back tomorrow on our blog, myspace.com/here_here, HEARHEARE. And that's it. So let's close out. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Here Here on killradio.org.